ABC Radio Australia.
Well, tomorrow is election day in Samoa, but already thousands of people have cast their votes at pre-polling booths, the first time it's been possible to vote early. And that isn't the only thing that's new. The influence and use of social media have dramatically changed the political landscape, and it's become a key campaign tool. But on the flip side, it's also facilitated abuse and misinformation. Inga Stunzner reports.
This election will be like no other. Social media, and Facebook in particular, has been embraced by the two main parties to get their message out to voters, even those in the most remote parts of the country. The opposition FAST was an early adopter, using it to raise a substantial amount of money in Australia, New Zealand and the US to fund its campaign, while back in Samoa it was going live several times a day, streaming its village meetings. But Ruleva Ai, the vice president of Samoa's Journalism Association, says the ruling party, HRPP, set up its social media platforms less than a month out from the election.
And it's also put on some conversation amongst people that the HRPP have left it too late. But FAST has been very active from the beginning. This general election that people are not relying only on billboards or pamphlets and all that. The FAST are making the first move in going out to the villages. So if I can quote one of the candidates from the HRPP, of which I will not mention her name, but that one candidate have actually alleged that there's a lot of damage out there with what the FAST roadshow have been putting up. So personally, I think FAST has been the first one to make the first move.
The parties are keen to talk to voters online because Samoans are pretty digitally connected.
We have one of the highest uptakes of people using the internet or social media, and there's a huge focus on bridging the digital divide. So most people in the villages, you will see they're carrying coconuts and holding their phone. And in my village, everyone pretty much owns a phone.
Social commentator Fotua Samoa Jodie Jackson is a fan of social media. It's meant people, no matter where they are in Samoa, now have access to information, and this is good for the democratic process. But she's also worried by some of what she's seeing online.
There is this underbelly of hate and just malice that's being used on social media. And it is so scary watching these fake pages attacking politicians and their families and naming and shaming them. And just this week alone, just looking at what's on Facebook is really concerning. And it's really sad also because a lot of people are sharing it with understanding and not verifying information.
There's been somewhat of a lull this week with a media campaign blackout in place in the lead up to the election. That's meant no more live streaming of events. Political parties' official pages on social media have been made inactive, but that blackout hasn't stopped individuals from continuing their social media attacks. And Fotua Samoa Jodie Jackson says it's happening on all sides of politics.
There's that group of people who are just posting vile comments, not just comments, but allegations and, you know, just insults. Oh, it's just frightening. But I hope that it doesn't take away from the fact that, you know, democracy is happening. We've got elections coming up. And the positive also is the use of social media to promote policies and key messages for different parties. So, yeah, it's all happening on social media.
Fotua Samoa says the abuse and rumours go against people's core beliefs in Samoa.
Our nation is based on a democracy that goes hand in hand with the FAST Samoa. And it's based on respect and working together and, you know, dialogue. So when these things happen on this, you know, internet, you've got the village sitting and then these things happening on social media, you have no control.
There are two things playing out, the violence and the hate on one hand and on the other, people sharing their views on politics and policies. She believes a large majority of the negative posts are actually coming from outside of Samoa.
I guess
it's easier to post all this and share from abroad. And I guess when you're not home, things are amplified and you see, oh, there's so much corruption, it's awful. And so those things are shared, but it's also shared widely in Samoa. So it's both sides. It's just that we have such a huge diaspora of Samoans all over the world. All parties have their branches in other countries. So like in New Zealand, in Australia, the US, I'm just thinking of the ones that I know on social media. And so you have a very strong HRPP group in Christchurch. You've got really, really strong supporters of FAST in Australia, in Brisbane. And so I actually enjoyed that in the lead up in the last few months, because it really shows people having an interest in democracy. But awkwardly enough, when it turns ugly, it's really, really awful and hateful, and it goes against everything that we know as, you know, as Samoans and showing fa'aloalo respect.
It's a concern for Samoan electoral officials too, so much so they've teamed up with social media giant Facebook. Electoral Commissioner Faimaloa Matamua Matthew Lemasio says it's meant they've been able to tackle some of the misinformation and rumours.
They were very fortunate to have Facebook officially on board and partnering with us to ensure that the integrity of our elections are maintained. You know, there's far too many misinformation on that platform, and I think it's massive that we've managed to convince, you know, a giant like Facebook to get on board and work with us on that. We're really excited about that opportunity, and I'm pretty sure it won't be perfect, but we've allocated a special team from the ground here in Samoa, and also Facebook have also appointed a task force from their end to specifically focus on our elections.
How will you monitor any information that is deemed false?
Facebook has had opened up a direct channel where we can communicate to them directly. We will have a team of on the ground where we get to monitor all the contents being posted during the election, with the keywords being a trigger tool. So we will flag all the keywords surrounding the election. So every time Facebook detects that word, they will raise a red flag with us, and then we'll check it and see if it's violating any local laws. Facebook will check from their end whether it violates their community standards, and then they will take the appropriate actions against those contents.
People have been using social media and commenting on the election for months, and the election's only a few days away. Is this too late?
Not really, I think. I think it's better late than never, I think. You know, the blackout period for campaigning starting on Monday morning. So there's time for us to have some sort of control on the misinformation and stuff.
Facebook has already removed a couple of fake pages, while the Electoral Commission has reported on some pages with content that it considers illegal. The social media company says its work on the Samoan election builds on the learnings it's taken from other elections across the world, where it's often been accused of allowing misinformation to be shared. But some villages are taking their own hardline approach. Ruliver I, from Samoa's Journalism Association, says some have been setting down the rules.
There's one village council in this area in Apia, that's the village of Lawi'i. The Ali'i and Faipula, they've actually put in place some village fines. I think it's the highest is 10,000 tala if they find that the people of the village are using Facebook in an inappropriate way. The police are also monitoring that. With the Prime Minister, he said that he's been threatened. And those threats has been posted on some of the social media platforms. But he said he doesn't want to explain in detail about it. And all he knew is that when the police came to his residence, in terms of the police and what are they doing now, is that they've already put in place what they can. They've actually put out notices that whatever's going to happen, or if somebody feels threatened, they are there to help. And they are also monitoring what's put on the social media. And they're actually on the watch out.
Hey, hey.
Ruliver I finishing that report there from Pacific Beats, Ingrid Stunzner. Now, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Do you think social media has played a positive or a negative role in the lead up to Samoa's election? What kind of influence has it had? Well, send me a message on our ABC Radio Australia Facebook page.